wants one, so he says,
the child says, give me, or give me.
Give me what?
Give me an apple.
All right. If it wasn't these boys, it must have been one of
those.
Mm-hmm. And if you're pointing to something a good distance off, you say it's...
over there.
Mm-hmm. And don't do it that way, do it...
this way.
If somebody spoke to you and you didn't hear them, what would you say to make them repeat?
Pardon me?
Okay. And these are sentence completions. If a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about, but life is hard on a man.
Say that again.
If a man has plenty of money, or if a man is rich, he doesn't have anything to worry about, but life is hard on a man. The opposite of rich is?
Poor.
Okay, so life is hard on a man.
That is poor?
All right.
Okay.
If you had a lot of peach trees, you'd say you had a peach.
Orchard?
Mm-hmm. And let's see, you might ask somebody if it's his orchard, and he might reply, no, I'm just a neighbor. He points to another man and says, he's the man.
Who owns the orchard?
That's it. When I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy.
Who was rich?
It's his father, though. Next door was a boy.
Whose father was rich?
That's it. Good. Inside a cherry, the part you don't eat.
The pit.
And in a seed, a seed. In a bit of peach, yes. You may not call it a seed.
No, I call it a pit.
Okay. Inside the pit, is there a little tiny something?
Seeds.
Okay. Let's see. The kind of peach where the flesh is tight against the stone?
Green. Or it's not ripe.
Well, what's the kind of peach where it breaks away very easily?
I don't know if that has anything to do with it being ripe or not. I
think it's really two different types of peaches. One kind breaks away and the other kind doesn't. You don't.
Okay. No, I don't know the
difference. Two kinds. Okay. The part of an apple you don't eat?
Core.
Do you have a name for pieces of dried apples or other fruits?
You talking about dried fruits? And dried apples.
Did you ever hear the word snits?
No.
Okay. What is the kind of nut that's associated with Jimmy Carter?
A peanut.
Do you have other names for those?
No. Other than, classifying how they're cooked, boiled, or parched.
Do you know the word goober?
I've heard it, but I have never used it, and I don't really know what it's referring to.
All right. What are some other very familiar kinds of nuts?
Pecan.
Mm-hmm.
Walnut.
Mm-hmm. In a Hershey bar, you might have
almonds.
Mm-hmm. What is the hard cover of a walnut called that you crack?
The shell.
And then there's a soft cover over that when it grows on the tree. Do you know what that is?
The husk.
Okay. And what's the kind of fruit that's about this size and the same color as a tangerine?
An orange.
Mm-hmm. And if there had been a bowl of those and you went to get one and there were no more, you would say the...
oranges are gone.
All right. Then little red vegetables that are peppery and you eat them in salads, it's a root.
Radishes.
Mm-hmm. Then red, round, mushy things.
Beets.
In salads with lettuce and...
red, round, mushy.
Yeah, they grow on plants and you stake them up.
Oh, tomatoes.
What do you call the tiny little ones?
Cherry tomatoes.
Did you ever hear them called Tommy Toes?
No.
Okay. What, with your meat, you might have a baked...
potato.
What are different kinds of potatoes?
Irish potatoes, sweet potatoes.
What's a yam?
Sweet potato.
Okay. Then the stuff with the strong odor that makes tears come to your eyes?
Onions.
How about the tiny little ones that you eat stalks and all?
Spring onions.
Okay. And then a little green vegetable that's slimy if you boil it?
Okra.
Mm-hmm. If you leave an apple or a plum around, the skin will dry up and...
shrink, or...
sounds like that.